Part 2. Part 2.
You will hear three conversations. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You will hear each conversation twice. Look at the questions for conversation 1. Conversation 1.
Do you have this shirt in a smaller size?
No, we don't. But that one might fit you. This brand runs rather small.
What are you saying? It looks huge.
How about that same shirt in pink, then?
I hate pink. Do you have it in green?
Oh, yes, we do, but not in the size you want.
This is the problem with small boutiques. You don't ever have what I need. I'm going to start shopping in department stores. Or maybe I'll just shop from home online.
Don't be discouraged. There are lots of other shirts here. And buying from a small store not only means you are supporting a small community business, but when you buy more original clothing, fewer people will be walking about with the same thing on. You'll be original and stylish.
Those are good points. Do you have anything in my size? Not pink. And original.
Oh, well, we have this beautiful dress here. No one has bought one like it yet, so you'd be the only one in town with it.
It is gorgeous. I'll take it. I guess small shops aren't so bad after all. Do you have this shirt in a smaller size?
No, we don't. But that one might fit you. This brand runs rather small.
What are you saying? It looks huge.
How about that same shirt in pink, then?
I hate pink. Do you have it in green?
Oh, yes, we do, but not in the size you want.
This is the problem with small boutiques. You don't ever have what I need. I'm going to start shopping in department stores. Or maybe I'll just shop from home online.
Don't be discouraged. There are lots of other shirts here, and buying from a small store not only means you are supporting a small community business, but when you buy more original clothing, fewer people will be walking about with the same thing on. You'll be original and stylish.
Those are good points. Do you have anything in my size? Not pink. And original.
Oh, well, we have this beautiful dress here. No one has bought one like it yet, so you'd be the only one in town with it.
It is gorgeous. I'll take it. I guess small shops aren't so bad after all.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2.
Conversation 2.
How about we just take the kids up to my mother's place for the week? There's that lake nearby and she'd love to see them.
I don't want to go there again. Every year we plan on some big exciting trip and end up going to your mother's.
Well, what do you suggest, dear?
Let's go camping. It would be good for the kids to get some fresh air. And we have all that camping gear that we haven't used.
That's true. Do you think they'd like that?
They'd prefer to go to an amusement park or to a tropical resort, but we can't afford that.
Very true. Okay, let's go check out our camping gear. How about we just take the kids up to my mother's place for the week? There's that lake nearby and she'd love to see them.
I don't want to go there again. Every year we plan on some big exciting trip and end up going to your mother's.
Well, what do you suggest, dear?
Let's go camping. It would be good for the kids to get some fresh air. And we have all that camping gear that we haven't used.
That's true. Do you think they'd like that?
They'd prefer to go to an amusement park or to a tropical resort, but we can't afford that.
Very true. Okay, let's go check out our camping gear.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3.
Conversation 3.
Have you heard from Earl lately?
Not since he moved to Briarsville. What about you?
No, it seems that when people move, that's always the last we hear from them. Our little community seems to be shrinking pretty fast.
Well, my family sure isn't planning a move. Beth and I are so happy here, and the kids have finally settled down at school. How are you and Tom and the kids doing?
Quite well. Tom just got a promotion and the kids seem really happy. I really do love this town. I'm glad we moved here, and I'm glad we met such great neighbours like you and Beth.
Oh, thanks. We're glad we met you too. This is a great little town, really. We hope to be here forever, and we hope to be great neighbours forever too.
Have you heard from Earl lately?
Not since he moved to Briarsville. What about you?
No, it seems that when people move, that's always the last we hear from them. Our little community seems to be shrinking pretty fast.
Well, my family sure isn't planning a move. Beth and I are so happy here, and the kids have finally settled down at school. How are you and Tom and the kids doing?
Quite well. Tom just got a promotion and the kids seem really happy. I really do love this town. I'm glad we moved here, and I'm glad we met such great neighbours like you and Beth.
Oh, thanks. We're glad we met you too. This is a great little town, really. We hope to be here forever, and we hope to be great neighbours forever too.
That is the end of part 2.